Hi guys, and welcome to the Living in My Potential podcast, where I hope to inspire you guys to live in your potential. I'm your host, Nautica Kane, and let's get into this week's episode. So, this week we will be discussing just kind of a random episode. I didn't prep it all for this episode. We have a painting in our house that says, "What's meant for you won't pass you by our house." Yes. I'm not even going to do it myself. I love a home. We have a painting that says, "What's meant for you won't pass you by." And I was like, okay, why not just like record about such things, such activities. So this week we're going to be talking about fate versus destiny. We're going to be talking about how I view that being a Christian. So I'm really excited to just dive into this episode. I want to start with some life updates. First life update. There are no life updates. I've really just been kind of going with the flow of my life. I don't know if my camera's dirty or if it's just the lighting. Hi guys, very up close and personal. So the life update is there are no life updates. Kind of just been going with the flow. Really just taking it day by day. Waiting on the Lord to see what he has for me. And just trying to have a stick to it attitude when it comes to content creation, because that's really where I'm passionate about. And I see longevity in this. So one thing I'm gonna do is continue to record and film and create for you guys. So other than that, I think we should just get straight into the episode. So I'm gonna see if I can adjust the lighting a little bit, because I think that's a little bit better. So let's just get into it. What are my thoughts? Let's start there. What are my thoughts with fate versus destiny versus free will? I would say we all have free will, for one. Whether you believe in God or you don't, God gives us free will, but we also as Christians should strive and do strive to live and accomplish what God's will for our life is on earth while we're still in the earth. Because we're not of the world, but we're in it. So, period. But there's people who aren't Christians who just do what they do and go about their father's business. And I hate to be that Christian because I'm really not a judgmental person. But, you know, I'm in the kingdom. I serve the kingdom. And there's nothing wrong with a little bit of free will every once in a while. You know, Christians can get rebellious and disobedient. So yeah, I've definitely been there. I pray that I'm not there, because I really do think I'm in a season of waiting right now, and it's really important that I hear God correctly, and I'm very in tuned, so I don't misstep, I don't backslide, I don't misinterpret, and I'm not doing my own will, but I'm doing God's will for my life. So that's that. I would say when it comes to fate, when I think of fate, I think of something that is gonna happen, regardless of whatever path you take. And I actually had a conversation with a friend when I was in college about just destiny, and I was saying how I feel like if we have our own like set destination, but there's different paths to get us there. And I still do stand by that. I definitely think, because it's easy to misinterpret God's instructions, and we need God's instruction to move in the way that he wants us to. But if you do get off course, there's absolutely no reason why God can't put you back on the right path. So I think that that's really, I feel like God's talking to me right now. I'm trying to have an ear to hear. Let's go back to free will. I don't think I'm done with that. I'm trying to think. What about free will? Oh, obviously. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Choosing God is definitely a choice, and I know this sounds like all over the place, but I'm just going where the Holy Spirit leads me. Choosing God is a choice. Choosing to do God's will is a choice. And it's only, you only reap the benefits and you only enjoy the journey of trying to become more Christ-like if you're willing to put yourself in position for God to use you. Because God can't use a vessel that's not yielded to him. So I think all of us should strive. And comment down below if you are striving to be this person. Strive to hear God and do what God wants you to do. Because it's really only for your benefit. God will grant you the desires of your heart. And I've always wondered this as well. And I'm rambling. If the desires we have for our life are the desires that God always wanted us to fulfill. Because I know that God knew us before he formed us in the womb. So like, did he form our desires to, and I don't know if it's scripture because I'm not done with the Bible yet, but are our desires given to us at birth and we're just here to like shape them and build them and learn about what, like, that makes sense to me, to learn about what it is that we're supposed to do because it's already like imprinted in our system. Or like, is it, I don't think we come up with our own desires because God knows us. He knows the beginning from the end. He's from everlasting to everlasting. So there's, Revelation. Yeah, I think it's just a matter of us unlocking that potential so we can live in our potential. So I think that's all I have on free will. With destiny, I guess that kind of goes hand in hand. Destiny, let's look at what destiny means. Destiny definition. Let's see. The events that will necessarily happen to a particular person or thing in the future. So do you guys, comment down below if you guys, and I want to have a conversation because this is definitely something I haven't put too much thought into. Do you guys believe in destiny? I would say I believe in Jesus, so that's all I need. But if I were to think from an intellectual point of view, I would say that I do believe in destiny, and I believe in destiny, and I believe that the journey is what makes life special. Because I think about, even in my own life, like, where I know that I'm meant to be, like, I know what that looks like. I see it for myself, but I also feel like, is there a way that I could have gotten here, even, like, present moment, if I could have gotten here differently? Like, who's to say my journey wouldn't look different if I went to therapy sooner? Or who's to say my journey wouldn't look different if I and I don't want to be heavy. Let's not do that. Who's to say, or even, and let's just get vulnerable for a second. I suppose I've always even wondered, like, with my dad, because if you guys didn't know, my dad passed when I was 7, and I think I might have mentioned it in here, but I've always wondered, like, what type of person I would be if he was still here or if he didn't die. But I also know that I feel like I'd be, like, relatively the same. I might be a little bit more of an asshole, but I do think that I would still be who I am because my personality is God-given. So I don't think too much would be different. I was going somewhere and I lost my train of thought. Point being, let's circle back to what is it? I don't even remember the quote anymore. What's meant for you will always be for you. So I'm just gonna end with little words of encouragement. This is all over the place. I hope you guys enjoyed it. If you're ever worried about what you want, don't. Just focus on mini goals that it's it's hard. I feel like if you don't have a big picture of what you want your life to look like, and I think even you can't leave God out of it, but leaving God out of it, what do you want your life to look like? Like, overview. What do you want your life to look like? Overview, I want my life to look like, I want to be very successful. I want to help people. I want to make an impact. And I don't even want, let me rephrase that, because I really just want to help people. That's like my biggest goal. I don't really care about success. I just know it comes with the gig. So I want to help people. I want to be loved. I want to love. And I feel like that's really all I, those are my three things that I want out of life. So it's like, well, what are my steps to becoming the successful person or becoming this person that helps people? And whether it's on a big scale or a small scale, like, okay, so if I want to help someone, maybe I give $1 to a homeless person. That's like a small, it's really the small things that build up your character for you to become this person that can accomplish the big things. So maybe it's giving $1 to a homeless person. Maybe it's even starting your household, especially my young babes. Like, help your mom with the groceries, or help your dad with the groceries, your grandma, your aunt, or whoever. Clean without being told. That's helping. I feel like I'm missing to my own spirit. or even, how can I help a friend out? Maybe if you're not a good listener, open up that ear of yours and be a little more attentive. And now I'm just throwing out a bunch of examples. Point being, like, what do you want your life to look like big scale? What do you want your life to feel like? I feel like I like that question a lot more than what do I want it to look like. I want my life to feel like peace. I want my life to feel like a movie, if I'm being honest, a little rom-com or something. So how can I accomplish that? And that's just a good way to think about your life. So start big and then work on your small everyday habits that will help you get there. So I'm going to end with that. I love you all very, very much. If you guys don't know, I'm on all the things. Follow me on TikTok at Living My Potential. Follow me on Twitter at Nautica Kane. Follow me on YouTube at Nautica Kane, The Real Nautica Kane. And Living My Potential, I am on Instagram at kane.n1, and I'm on Instagram at Living In My Potential. I think those are all the socials. I said Twitter, I said TikTok, I'm on Patreon at Living My Potential. So if you guys enjoyed this video, please like, comment, and subscribe. Don't be afraid to DM me or email me. I love you all very, very much, and I will see you guys next week. Bye.